It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes,
offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Last day of April, we got dummied with snow last night.
Just dummied.
Yep. More on the way next couple days.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep saying I hope this is the last big snowfall of the year, but who knows?
I don't take my tires off till after May long, and I remember why now. Because it was funny, when it's so nice out and you still have winter tires on, I'm like, I feel like an idiot. I'm also like, it's not good for the tire. And then you go, oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
I went and buried my snowblower at the back of the shed.
Whoopsies.
Way too optimistic.
Yep.
Yep. Well, what do you do?
Nothing.
Spring in Calgary, right?
It's true.
You know, like the weather, you just wait 5 minutes.
We just wait 5 minutes.
On today's show, we're going to talk about alpacas.
Yep.
Canceling appointments.
Mm-hmm.
The little church in Drumheller.
Mm-hmm.
A great accent. An etymology to do with the periodic table.
Yeah.
The Loblaws boycott that a few Canadians are trying to organize. Clown school. Herbert's in the bushes. The goat of silly looking animals. First, you're out of context clip.
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got Jesse. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
You and I have quite a few additions to make to our body supercut.
Yes.
So, do you have the body supercut?
I do.
Explain what's going on to anyone who's just tuning in.
So, the body supercut is all the weird, strange bodies that people say in songs, people speak, I guess sports, like.
Yeah, anytime someone says the word body weird, like way, we do.
Body.
We love it.
Yeah, we do. Do you want me to play
the supercut? Yeah, let's play the supercut.
Body.
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 So there it is.
Man, I have so many additions here.
I know.
This is going to take a while to get through.
Yes.
And the supercut's going to be way longer by the time we're done.
So that was actually, a few of them were new that I had already added
good.
In there.
What are these new ones that you want to add?
Okay, so first of all, Presidents of the United States of America have a song called Body.
Didn't know that.
So there it is.
Nice.
Right? That's a really good body. Body Years by Mother, of course.
Body.
So that one, a little noise in
they
the background.
They say it a few times, don't they?
They do. They say it many, many times in mm-hmm. that song. Pearl Jam Black.
Body.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we got Sam Hunt, Body Like Back Road.
Body.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the last one, and this one I really like, Peter Gabriel, My Body is a Cage.
Body.
Oh, he kind of burps that one out, doesn't he?
He really does.
That- body.
And that one I actually added with the other sad body from Coldplay's Chris Martin. I thought we're going to have like a depressing and emo body section of the supercut. So that's begun. Yeah,
I'm so excited to share these with you.
Yes,
I had Body
please.
Of Years by Mother too. But some of these were submitted by friends of the show.
Yes.
That was from Mandy.
Yeah.
This is from Patrick, I believe.
Move your body.
Right there.
Oh,
eh?
Yeah.
Eiffel 65, very weird body.
Oh, that's a weird one.
I think this one's from Robert.
Oh, yes.
There it comes again.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Good punches those. Bodies.
Body.
Yeah, we are dumping quite a few bodies here.
Oh, yeah.
This one, so I thought of two from Death Cab.
Right.
Ben Gibbard can say bodies in a weird way,
he
too.
Can,
there's.
Yeah.
I want to live where someone needs
bodies.
Yeah.
Body.
Body.
And there's this one, We Look Like Giants.
You skip your early classes, and we learn how our bodies work.
Oh, yeah.
Bodies.
So high and youthful.
Bodies.
Bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the most egregious one of all of them. This is my brother sent this in. He's a big fan of our podcast.
Wait.
This is from a band called Perfume Genius.
Okay.
Listen to this one.
Even out. happening there? What is going on? Okay. Is he in a plastic case when he says that body? Like,
he's suffocating. That might be the worst one I've ever heard.
That one. So that'll go with the emo bodies along with this one.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Put all these on the supercut.
Yes, I can't wait to hear it. The Beckler
and Shauna podcast.
I saw a llama yesterday. And I can't even say the word without laughing. It's got to be the world's goofiest animal, the llama. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it'd be up there for
you
sure.
You take one look at them and you just have to start laughing. Like, look at their stupid face and, in the best way, okay? But you can't help but look at a llama. You have to smile. Like, you don't not look at a llama and not laugh. Like, or at least have like a small smile or a chuckle or something when they drive by those goofy looking things.
I'm looking up llama photos right now. And even the way that they're photographed, it's like they're trying to capture how dumb they look.
Yes.
Like, their head, oftentimes their head is coming in from the side.
But that's
like,
just how they are. Like, that's how you look at them and they just look at you that way. You're like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to be the stupidest looking animal or?
Yeah, they'd be up there. I don't know what else would look sillier than a llama.
Well, this is what I was thinking. I was like, this is really stupid, but what is more goofy than that? Like, could we do the goat of stupid looking animals, the goofiest animals in the world? What else even rivals a llama? Like, if we're thinking straight face, one I thought of is the platypus.
The platypus. Funny name, too.
Yeah. Also a goofy looking animal. Like, yep. One you can't really take seriously. You see a platypus, even saying it. Yeah, as you say.
Blobfish.
Oh, yes.
Blobfish is a good one. It's like,
it does have one of the, I know that was like the other melting one that I was thinking maybe would be in the discussion, but outside of that, like a lemur, but they're not, now they're not goofy enough.
There are several animals that have like dink noses.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Yeah. I forget.
What is that thing called?
Yeah. Hold on. Animal with penis nose.
Yeah. There's a few of them.
I'm what looking it up thing? On my work computer.
This is going to drive me
the
nuts.
The proboscis monkey has a penis nose.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's one.
That's one of them.
Sure.
There's one that kind of looks like, I can't turn my computer around to you, but what is this thing here?
Okay.
Okay, this is going to drive me nuts.
Okay, what is
it? I'll find it.
Okay. But,
having a dink for a nose.
There's one that looks kind of like an aardvark, but with straight dink nose. I don't know what that one's called either.
What does an aardvark look like?
Okay, well, I mean, aardvark.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
But with a dink nose,
with
right?
Dink, yeah.
Okay, it's a dink nose.
Yeah. Do you know Arthur from TV was an aardvark?
Yes, I did. Yeah. The fact that we're Googling this stuff on the work computer is hilarious. Yeah. Things
dink
that look
nose
like dinks,
animals.
Dink nose. Yeah, it's good. But does the, okay, when you look at the dink nose aardvark, okay, I don't think that's more goofy than a llama.
I agree with you.
I think the llama must be the goat, unless there's one that we're missing here, but.
No, I agree with you. The goat of silly looking animals is the llama.
Okay. Well, there
we
go.
You're trying to out silly me. Look at my haircut. Look at it.
It's true. And the hair just adds to it, right? They have stupid hair on the top of their head most of the time.
Funny
too.
Teeth.
And then they spit weird. And they always.
Yeah, they're like half doing horse, that with half giraffe, just okay. Kind of bobbing along. Half
oh, I'm
sheep.
Glad we've come to this conclusion
for sure.
Together.
Yeah.
Good.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We were watching Bo's baseball practice on the weekend. It was me, my youngest son, Brigham, and then my buddy who was visiting in town. And Brigham got mad at us for some reason, and he stormed off into this little patch of trees to go just have a moment by himself.
Oh.
To go cool off.
Okay.
And my buddy said that growing up, his mom wouldn't have let him do that because she was convinced there could be perverts in the trees. He said that she was very concerned about perverts lurking in the bushes everywhere. And if he was walking to school, he wasn't to go into the bushes because there could be perverts in there.
To be fair, that's kind of a TV trope, isn't it? Like, there were a lot of perverts in the bushes when we were growing up.
And I really? Don't think that happens very often.
I don't think like, so.
That is not a great program for perverts, is it?
No.
Like, you're just like hanging out in the bushes.
Yeah,
this little stand of trees in the middle of a park, just hoping someone comes
in. Just envisioning binoculars that are peering through the bushes, right? So you just see bush and then you see these two little, you're like, oh my God, there's a pervert in there. Steer clear of that bush. There's clearly a pervert hanging out. Go to the other
like
one.
Like they're hiding in a pervert
holy
tree
crap.
Stand.
Yeah,
you know, they're in a pervert blind. Just hoping that you don't see them.
Going like, out hunting. Honey, I'm going out hunting. But it's really, you're just you know, in a full camo to go hide in trees instead. hunting kids.
Do you know how many little patches of bushes there are around the city?
Yeah.
There aren't that many perverts.
Well.
It wouldn't. You think there's. She thought there were perverts in every bush.
Every single
everywhere.
Bush. Yeah. You walk through and. Don't go to a heavily.
Like once a day you'd have
forested
to.
Forested area.
No. Just full of perverts.
Just so many
out
perverts.
Out near Banff? Perverts.
Holy.
So many.
You know, that's why there's probably less perverts in the prairies, because there's less trees here. You go out to Ontario or something where there's too many trees. You're.
That makes. Perfect sense to me.
It really
that's a
right?
sound theory.
That is it. Yeah, no you can see your dog run away for miles and no pervs.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you have to run through the bushes and push all the perverts out. Get out of here, you perverts.
Rat and pervert free since 93.
Alberta. I was like, okay. I mean, we did grow up. We were the generation that was raised with like stranger danger.
Yes.
And, you know, don't talk to strangers and all that.
Yeah.
But I think even she had to realize that she was taking it a little too far.
Is that what they meant by a rat? It was actually just a pervert. That's another name for it. Yeah.
Ah, there's your problem.
Oh, man.
You got perverts in these caragana bushes outside your house.
If you're a tree trimmer, you're like, oh, geez, I have to go deal with a whole bunch more perverts today.
I mean, we can spray for them, but unless you take those bushes out, they'll come right back.
You actually need an exterminator for those.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I was kind of worried because we riffed a few jokes on this, and I was like, man, someone's going to come at us with a story about perverts in the bushes, a real story.
Yes.
And then I'm going to feel bad.
I know.
So here's here are those stories from friend of the show, Keith the Plumber. He said in the late 60s, a close friend's fiance was walking her dog at Sandy Beach, just a bit downstream from the Glenmore Dam. She was raped and murdered in the mid-morning.
Holy hell.
The murder was solved decades later as a deathbed confession from some scumbag down east.
Oh my God.
He said another good friend, Bill, was walking near his house one Sunday morning, more recently, when a person stepped out from behind a bush and another behind him. They demanded his wallet and iPhone, to which he replied, no. A brawl ensued when they beat my friend with their skateboards. Even though he's small, he's incredibly strong, but they got the best of him and made off with $600 and an iPhone 14. This occurred near the tennis courts near the intersection of 33rd Avenue and Richmond Road Southwest. The cops were not much help as usual, and due to medical incompetence, Bill almost lost an eye. On the slightly brighter side, the homeless encampment there was removed within a couple days, so maybe it's wise to be leery of bushes.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
He said these are absolutely true stories.
Wow.
I wish they weren't.
Okay.
Well,
I'm really sorry, Keith.
Jokes about perverts in the bushes didn't offend you.
To be fair, anywhere that's a hiding spot obviously is a problem. Like people lurking in the shadows, lurking in alleys, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It seems like the odds are still in your favor that you won't be the victim of a violent crime like that. It's unfortunate that Keith happens to know two people who were victims of horrific crimes like that. All right, well, maybe we will be careful of the bushes then.
Yes. Bushes can really add value to your Shane Holmes home as well.
I was going
to
say, I have no clever segue from bush-based attacks to Shane Holmes.
Not the attack, but I mean, decorative bushes, right? Like really, landscaping your Shane Holmes home is something that you can do, and it's part of the customization.
Shane Holmes yesterday online announced a new community in the Northwest that they've been planning for, Shane said, 13 years.
What's it called?
It's called Esker Park.
Okay.
And they broke ground on it.
Hi, we're here today to celebrate the groundbreaking of Esker Park in Glacier Ridge in beautiful Northwest Calgary. Today, we're not just opening a new development. We're celebrating a vision that began back in 2009 and a community 22,000 years in the making. Esker Park will be our first community entirely designed and developed by Shane Communities. We share in the privilege of calling this extraordinary landscape home.
So he goes on to talk about some of the amenities that Esker Park will have in Glacier Ridge, but I mean, we keep hearing about how we need more houses, so
yes.
Hearing about these projects is exciting as the city grows.
Yeah.
Learn more about Shane Holmes and everything they're up to at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
We were talking yesterday about this clown that mimes down Deerfoot. Essentially, he's driving, and a friend of mine was driving through down Deerfoot and looked over, and this man was like putting a clown nose on and like clown stuff and then miming at them. So we were chatting about that. I then thought about it, and I was like, I vaguely recall that there is a clown school in Calgary. And I was like, is that actually true? So I looked into it, and
So it's not just like when someone says, oh, I went to clown college.
Which
there's actually a clown college?
I used to say as a joke sometimes, because radio school, I was like, it's pretty much like clown college. But there is actually a clown college. And I looked into it. It's an academy. It's called the Canadian Academy of Mask and Puppetry. To be fair, it's not a full-time school. Right now, they're just offering different courses that you can take. So there's 5-day courses. There's 10-day courses. Apparently, it's fairly well respected, though, in the clown community, and I didn't realize this. If you want to become a professional clown, though, you come here and you do one of these intensive courses.
Is it just clowning that they teach?
Is that
like kind of the industry term for it, mask and puppetry, or
it's? Yeah, it was a lot of clowning. I don't know what else they teach, but I guess because it doesn't say anything about puppetry. It's mostly when you look at the 10-day intensive retreats and stuff, it's clown stuff. It's how to perform as a clown and how to clown properly, which, I mean, it is to be a good clown, I'm sure you need training.
So here it looks like, they got puppetry.
Yeah.
Like some woodworking, like drag queen and drag king seminars, workshops.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so there's more that they've expanded upon. I was just looking at the clowning part of things, which is their main thing.
That is where the money's made. That's their bread and butter right there.
That's it, right? Yeah. So there's a 10-day clown retreat that I was looking at. So,
is it a silent retreat?
Nope. I guess not all clowns only mime, right? Like there's clowns that speak too in the goofy clown voice, no?
Right, that's a good point. Yeah,
two different types of clowns. There's the miming clowns. I don't even know. They're just called mimes or mime clowns. I don't know what this is why I need to go to clown school. I need to get schooled in clowning. But yeah, you learn to clown. You do movement and dance, and then you perform your newfound clowning skills for everybody else. I've got to be interesting. I feel like anybody that would be at a clowning retreat would be an interesting mix of people.
I bet it. Yeah. I bet you have some characters there.
I'm sure you, I would kind of love to be a fly on the wall at clown school or clown retreat. Excuse me.
Maybe it's the opposite though. Maybe it's very buttoned down.
Maybe.
Boring people.
Like who, quiet business, balding men. And they all show up. They're like, this is where I release.
Yes.
It's clown school.
They go there to let their spirit out.
Yeah.
That's
maybe.
Possible. Hey?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's got to be, I mean, I understand that there are, that they're fulfilling a need.
Yes.
It still has to be a very tough sell to your parents.
I'd say so.
Right? No, hear me out. It's a highly reputable clown school. They're like...
Remember when was it Bo who was kind of interested in getting into clowning for a bit?
I was going to say... Well, maybe I'll leave this off the podcast so Bo doesn't hear.
I was going to really encourage him. That was what I heard. And I was like, that's amazing. I'm going to buy him all kinds of clown books.
Don't tell him about clowns.
I'm going to show him about the retreat that you can go to.
No.
Be like, Bo, look at how fun this looks.
He's playing baseball right now. Let's do that.
Bo, I know you love baseball, but you know what would be cooler?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was reading yesterday that some people in Canada are planning to boycott Loblaws for the month of May.
Okay, I saw a little bit about this. Yes.
Loblaws and all their grocery stores. Mm-hmm. There's this online group that's dedicated to criticizing Loblaws for their price increases, and they are the ones organizing this boycott. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, there was also a story in Toronto last week where posters are appearing around the city encouraging people to steal from Loblaws stores on May 12th.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
They're calling it Steal from Loblaws Day. And the organizers of the boycott say they are not involved in these posters. They say they don't condone stealing from the stores.
Yeah.
I feel like a broken record here, Shauna, but why is it always Loblaws? Why do these people act like prices haven't also gone up at every other grocery store and really on every consumer product in general?
Is it because Loblaws is such a big company that they feel like they could more easily regulate their prices?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Costco is a big company.
Yeah.
Walmart is the biggest company.
I mean, when they keep posting profits, I know people get mad about that too, going like, look at the record profits they're making and prices are going up. But you're right. That's the case across the board.
Safeway, Sobeys, Co-op, food is just expensive everywhere. This is not a Loblaws specific problem.
Right.
So I don't know why all the anger is directed at Loblaws. Mm-hmm. I mean, I also would like to see grocery prices return to sane levels again. But it's hard to take these people seriously when they think it's all the fault of one single company and they talk like it's just Loblaws.
Yeah.
Just big evil Loblaws. It's like, well, no, they're... But everything is more expensive right now.
People against massive corporations is not a new thing. That's totally part of it, I'm sure, is that it's just such a big company that they're just like, oh, let's go after the biggest guy.
But they're not the biggest. Costco is bigger. Walmart is bigger. It doesn't make sense. All the anger is because Galen Weston is very public facing and he's
doesn't like the cut of his jib. Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
But and then I mean the people who are supporting Steel from Loblaws Day are especially dumb.
That's odd.
Because do they think that a company that size is just going to eat that loss and not pass it on to us? No.
Yeah.
Stealing en masse from a company like that is going to cause prices to go up even higher. They're going to hire additional security. They're going to factor that shrink into their bottom line, and it'll end up hurting us more.
As you say that, same with not buying there. Like if you refuse to buy there for a month, then there's a chance that's going to come back on the consumer as well. Because like, well, we're not making as much. We've got to answer the shareholders. So.
Well, I think they're hoping that it'll force Loblaws to drop their prices to undercut their competitors.
Reasoning. Yeah.
But I mean, by boycotting Loblaws, are you going to go shop at the other grocery stores, which are more money?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get that people are struggling and I get that people are mad. But some people also get kind of dumb when they get mad.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Etymology with Shauna.
I'm calling this nerdemology for you, Beckler. It's kind of nerdy.
Okay.
I saw these and I thought of you when I looked at the etymology of these things.
Thank you.
Because a couple of them are elements from the periodic table. So I thought I'd explain to you how some of those got their names. This one, cobalt.
Cobalt.
So the element cobalt, it comes from kobold, which was the name of a goblin-like creature from German folklore.
How do you spell that?
K-O-B-O-L-D. If you look it up, it looks just like a gremlin. Exactly
cool.
What a goblin kind of thing
cool.
would look like. So the reason they named it after that is because cobalt miners used to die from the arsenic in cobalt ore. At the time, they didn't know why they were dying. So they were very superstitious back then, and they truly believed it was from the kobolds or the gremlins that lived underground, and that's why they were dying.
Wow.
So they named the element after that.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's pretty, I thought.
Cobalt is blue, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know for sure. You would know better than me.
I'm just looking it up. I was like, what does cobalt in its raw form look like? And it's blue.
Wow.
It's a very like brilliant blue.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
And then there's a few elements that are a bit lesser known. Ytterbium, yttrium, erbium, and terbium.
No, I've never even heard of any of those.
Okay, so they're deep down in the elemental scale.
Down with the
ones that nobody pays attention to.
The other weird goth elements at the bottom?
Yeah, but there's four of them, and they all have very similar names, and they're all named after the Swedish village of Ytterby, which is near Stockholm. And the reason was because all four of them were discovered there. Along with four more elements, but that one village is known to be the single richest source of elemental discoveries out there.
That's cool.
So it's just one village that all these elements were discovered at.
And this was in Sweden?
In Sweden.
I recently saw a version of the periodic table where instead it had the country of discoveries flag for every element.
Oh, cool.
And I don't remember seeing that many Swedish ones, but it sounds like there are quite a few from this one town.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny that they named four of them after that town, and then they're like, okay, we got four more, but we probably can't name it after the town anymore.
Yeah, it's probably enough.
We should find something
else. They're so similar. Erbium, terbium, yttrium, ytterbium.
Yeah, like name
come
one
on,
after
guys.
The town and come up with something else.
Get a little more creative.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to name this one after Ytterby, too. They really liked their town. I wonder if they're very passionate about Ytterby there.
Big, you know,
big
Ytterby boosters.
Big flying the flag of Ytterby all the time.
Etymology with Shauna. The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
There are some clips going around online of a football player named Xavier Leggett. He was just taken in the first round by the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
And he is from a small town in South Carolina, and he has the thickest Southern accent you've ever heard.
Amazing.
I actually really love the accent, but I want to play this clip for you and see if you can understand what Xavier is saying here, okay?
Say it one more time.
So you woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
Okay.
Did you get that all?
I mean, parts of it.
Got the gist of it. There were some words that I missed.
Yeah.
What's that feeling like when you got the call? Because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack out, trying to be tough guy, but man, I was really overexcited.
Okay, that I got most of that one.
Yeah, it's just at the end I missed a couple words.
There,
he was very excited, told his parents he wasn't going to cry, trying to keep his tears in.
Yep.
Be a
and
tough
then at
guy.
The end there, what was it?
I didn't get that part right
there.
Oh, man, I was really overexcited.
Yeah, I was really overly excited. Maybe?
Yeah, that's probably.
Have you had a chance yet to meet Bryce? And if so, how did that conversation go?
Oh, no, so I haven't really met him yet, but he texted me last night. He tell me, man, he happy to work with me, man. I just texted back and said, man, let's get to it.
The word text, he says,
yeah,
so interesting.
He does.
Hey?
Bryce. And
he says,
oh, no, so I haven't really met him yet, but he texted me last night.
Takes.
Takes.
Just takes back and say, man.
Takes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you can
That's an accent for sure.
I love, too, you can hear how big he's smiling through the whole thing, like
that's
how excited
the best
he
part.
Is. Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got Jeff. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready. Oh,
that is a fun accent.
You can't hear that without smiling
I know.
With him. You can hear the smile.
Already a fan
it's
of his.
It's amazing. Yeah. The Beckler and Shauna podcast. So I went to the little church just outside of Drumheller this weekend. Have you ever been there or heard of it even?
I've heard of it. I've driven past it. I've never like gone in. It's tiny.
It's hilarious because I never knew this was a thing. A friend of mine though, who I went out to Drumheller with was like, well, we've got to go to the little church. And I was like, what? Okay. So we did. And it's just what? East of the Royal Tyrell Museum, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not 100% certain, but yeah, I can picture it.
So it only, yeah, as you said, it's tiny. It sits six people. It has enough pews, like tiny individual pews for six people, three on each side. That is how small this thing is. I posted a video on our social media if you want to take a look at it, but it is so damn small.
Yeah, little is kind of an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's like
we
a
went.
Shed.
It seriously is, and again, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And it's funny because when we went to it, there was a sign on the door saying that there was a wedding that was going to commence there at 4 p.m. that day.
At a church that seats six people.
Six people. And I got thinking about that and I was like, that is amazing. Turns out since then, somebody saw that we were at that church and reached out and it was a listener. Brandy is the name of this awesome friend of the show who...
It was her wedding?
It was her who got married there. And so I asked, I was like, you've got to tell me more about this because why there? Like what? So she said, yeah, it was just a six-person wedding, really intimate.
yeah, you don't say.
You don't say.
It's like if you didn't want a big wedding, if there were people you didn't want to come to your wedding, it's a pretty good way around it.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Sorry. Church only seats six. It's pretty exclusive.
Seriously, like, look at this thing. It's only six. But it was an unbelievable. I was just like, that's really cool to have. I guess if you're thinking of eloping anyway, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, you want to have a very small wedding. That would be a way to do it.
Yeah.
It was very odd.
There wouldn't even be room for like both sets of parents and stuff, would there?
No. No, you just have to know if you don't get along with your parents, that would be another one as well.
Sorry.
Funny church. Though, somebody else messaged about the little church and was like, oh yeah, the last time I was there, there were people skronking in it when I got there.
What? In the church?
Inside the church. This is the thing. The church
Can you do that?
It's operational. Like people will go there to it and they make it clear. They're like, by the way, like be respectful because this is actually... A church that people do use, they actively...
What denomination is it?
Good question. And also, I was thinking, like, it must be. Maybe just like, you know, in the airport where they have those places where you can go and have some worship time. I'm assuming it's like that. Because also, what makes something operational or not? Like, essentially, if you just had a shed and you put a cross in it, would that be an operational church? Or do you have to have
probably.
It?
Probably.
Okay, so it is. Apparently it's operational. These people walked in there and they were skronked in it.
Yeah, I don't think you can be doing that. I'm not a religious man, but you still got to have a bit of respect for someone's place
awful.
Of worship.
Like, imagine, oh, my lordy. Like, that is not, no, please no, not in the church. The Beckler and
Shauna podcast. So my wife McKenna does lash extensions on the side, as you know.
Yeah.
She also gets her lashes done by another girl. And one thing I've learned about that world is that no initial lash appointment is ever kept, ever.
People always are rescheduling.
Just canceling and rescheduling on each other constantly. Like McKenna cancels on her girl. This girl cancels on McKenna. McKenna's clients cancel on her. She cancels on the clients.
Oh, dear.
It's just canceling and rescheduling back and forth all the time.
I bet you, are they kind of close though? Like, does she know?
They're friends.
That's why. Yeah. Because you're always more comfortable doing that with if it's a friend than you would if, you know, it's an official appointment.
Okay.
I know a lot of the places do have those like punishments now because of that exact thing though. Like where if you don't cancel within 24 hours, like we're going to charge you full.
Another friend of mine who does lashes, she has that policy where you pay a certain percentage of your fee or whatever if you cancel within 24 hours.
And I think that's fair because people are flaky.
It's impossible to schedule. And like
flaky's all hell.
Is that true of other beauty services as well? Because I don't think, like, I don't think a doctor's office operates like that. They just wouldn't put up with that.
No.
Is it because it isn't as important as a doctor's?
Yeah, but even still, like, I think it's also because, if you're close-ish or even, like, acquaintances with those people, you always feel more comfortable doing it, which is a problem. You should tell her she needs to start doing one of those 24-hour cancellation things.
But the thing is, she does it back. They all do it to each other.
Right.
Like, it goes both ways constantly.
Then you might have to have it on either side just to keep those appointments going.
Because she'll say to me, I've got lashes tomorrow at 5, and I'm like, okay, well, you don't. But, like, I'm not going to let that affect my planning at all because that appointment will not be happening. So
it's the idea of the appointment that's nice.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Hey, what did you learn today?
Do you guys want to know an alpaca fun fact?
Yes.
They are, like, through like biology and genetics and everything, they've learned to only make a bathroom in one spot, which is a solid circle.
Really?
So it doesn't matter where they, so like the field, because like there's an alpaca farm, so, like the farmers were telling us that they have just like through years and years of whatever, there's only a few certain spots where they will go to the bathroom. It doesn't matter how far away they are, they will walk to that spot to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
And it's like an actual like circle.
That probably makes them easier to care for, doesn't it? Because there wouldn't be crap all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah. But they do it too for their hygiene and everything, that they don't, so like they won't eat near it or nothing like that. They will go to where they shit.
The noble alpaca, Shauna.
I'm just learning so much about the alpaca. Maybe it should become Alpaca Week. I'll learn some more stuff about them.
Maybe we were underselling these creatures.
I kind of want one as a pet now, knowing that they are so clean.
So this, what did you learn today? Isn't actually something I learned today. Earlier, you were talking about Clown College.
Yes.
And there, I guess, is a fairly well-known clown school in Calgary.
There is, yeah.
Friend of the show, Robert, sent this clip from the show American Dad. I had never seen this, but there's an episode where Steve goes to clown school and Roger's the instructor, and it's a spoof of Whiplash, where he's like a really intense instructor.
Right.
And in this clip, he uses all these like clown slang terms, and I got to play this for you.
So what's your gooch? Gooch is horn corn for clown name. Horn corn is horn corn for clown lingo. Gonna be honking a lot of horn corn around here, you dig? So what's your gooch, kid?
Dimples.
Dimples? Pretty buckety gooch, don't you think? More horn corn. Relax, just slide in your whistle. Why don't you show us what you got?
Oh,
there was so much in there.
Oh, there's so much. Gooch, so much in there.
Horn corn.
Horn corn.
Gonna be honking a lot of horn corn this week.
Oh my god.
So I guess these are just slide in your whistle. Yeah. I guess these aren't real clown terms. Like, this is just, they just made that up for the show. I was so sad to learn that.
Oh my god.
Though.
I wish horn corn needs to be.
Can we just start calling any slang horn corn?
Yes.
Like, okay, anytime we use a different word for something. Like,
yeah, it's a bunch of horn
just
corn.
Just honking a bit of horn corn
honking
at you here. Just slide your whistle.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes. Offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative. X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.